Call the meeting to order, call the roll.
Trustee Fenton.
Here.
Trustee Dodge.
Here.
Trustee Calandrello.
Here.
Trustee Healy.
Here.
Trustee Katsinas.
Here.
Trustee Malani.
Here.
Mayor Pika.
Here.
Please rise for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Approval of the December 7th, 2020 Committee of the Whole minutes.
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Fenton.
Move to approve the minutes of the regular meeting of the Committee of the Whole of December 7th, 2020.
Second.
Any comments or questions? Call the roll.
Trustee Fenton.
Aye.
Trustee Calandrello.
Aye.
Trustee Dodge.
Aye.
Trustee Healy.
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas.
Aye.
Trustee Malani.
Aye.
Mayor Pika.
Aye.
Village entity donations via water bill.
I will entertain a motion to move to recommend the village board to approve an increased number of village entities on each water bill for residents to consider supporting through a financial donation, rotating entities every other billing cycle.
So moved.
Second.
Ray, you want to give just a really brief description?
Absolutely. And good evening and Merry Christmas. So the water bill goes out to about 22,000 residents on every other cycle. So it's an A cycle and a B cycle. So what we're proposing to do is add additional village entities, and some of those might include the Arts Commission, the Vets Commission, Selwag and Farm, the History Museum, the Nature Museum, Open Lands, and even Special Recreation. So we would have three or four on each of the water bill cycles, and then residents could donate to that to help support those entities.
Any questions or comments?
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Fenton.
How are we addressing for the people who get their bill online?
I don't know. I have to explore that with the finance department, to be honest.
Pardon me?
I'll have to explore that with the finance department. One of the efforts that we're going to try to make with this is not just to rely on just the water bill and receiving it with the water bill, but to actually make a marketing effort through social media, a program guide, and some other means to so we can make people aware of it. In the past, the only way that people have seen this is when they get their water bill, and I imagine most people, when they receive a bill, it becomes sort of white noise after a while, so we want to draw attention to this in the future.
Thank you.
Any other comments?
Mayor Pika.
Trustee Dodge.
What's the process for deciding what entities we're going to ask people about?
Well, right now we're just looking at village entities, so these would be village associated type of entities. So similar to the ones that I just mentioned, the Arts Commission, the Veterans Commission, so associated with the village itself.
All right, I guess we're going to bring this back before the full board?
Yes.
So are we going to have these as permanent options, or are they going to rotate? I want to make sure I understand the program, and then how do we want to handle or the local charities that ask for the same consideration?
Well, initially we were just looking at village entities, and we have seven identified, and if there's additional that we would like to have on there. So in the past and currently on the water bill is PADS. I don't know if we want to support other local charities. We can do that. We are looking just initially to support village entities.
That's my central point, right, which is there's plenty of great entities in town that do great things for our community. I'm not opposed at all to them having the option to ask people if they'd like to contribute. That's the easy part. I think we need to specify some kind of application process or some kind of thinking to layer this in so that it's not just our entities, it's other entities. My suggestion when it comes back to the board.
Okay. We have six cycles a year, so we can include up to six different groups.
Any other comments?
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Malani.
I know this was a while back, we had talked about this in a previous meeting just as an idea. So, you know, I think this is really a no-cost solution and a change that actually can help us, you know, drive revenues for those entities. So I appreciate you actually bringing this to us and looking forward to talk about it at the future board meeting.
Any other comments? Call the roll.
Trustee Malani.
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas.
Aye.
Trustee Fenton.
Aye.
Trustee Dodge.
Aye.
Trustee Calandrello.
Aye.
Trustee Healy.
Aye.
Mayor Pika.
Aye.
Resolution regarding the Village of Orland Park Adopt a Park Program.
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Malani.
I move to recommend to the approval of the attached resolution entitled Resolution Regarding the Village of Orland Park Adopt a Park Program to the Village Board of Trustees.
Second.
Any questions or comments?
Mr. Mayor, just briefly, so the village has 72 parks, as I think all the elected officials know. You may or may not know, there was previously an attempt to put forward an Adopt-a-Parks program. It appears it was implemented, although there's no formal approval having done so. So doing this is based on the National Adopt-a-Parks model, and the Public Works Natural Resource and Facility staff would oversee this. So we did bring, for example, a sample of in each park next to the main park sign, there would be an Adopt-a-Park sign with a logo put up. And then initially it would be, underneath it would be another sign mounted saying this park's adoptable with the information on who to contact. And then finally, as the parks are adopted, there would be room to put in, that sign panel would be replaced by one that had, this is just a variety of samples of the logo or the name of the family or other volunteer group that might be adopting that park. So we're asking parks to, people to just inspect the parks, report anomalies, report broken equipment, vandalism, and then also to pull weeds, particularly from the mulched areas in the parks. So that's the proposal that's before you.
Any other comments? Call the roll.
Excuse me, Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Dodge.
So George, lovely idea. Are we cutting back our parks budget?
No, not at all.
So, okay, I guess I think there's some value broadly in this idea of people adopting parks, but if it's a way to outsource our cost, given that we do have 72 parks, I'm having a hard time wrapping my head around the program.
No, we're not reducing our budget at all for parks. This is just a supplement.
Right, this is just a force multiplier. So for example, occasionally we'll get complaints that, you know, maybe there's like a trash pickup that needs to be done, some weeding that needs to be done, or just somebody to simply have eyes on the park and tell us, hey, you need to send Public Works out here to do something.
Well, that's different. And that stated goal is what we are on the pathway to building with our various and sundry ways to get service requests tied directly into a work order management system. So you just basically said this is about people basically going and pulling weeds. Well, okay, at what point, what's the frontier of this thing so that this doesn't feel like, hey, start maintaining your own parks? I guess I don't understand the frontier
of this. It's not unlike Adopt a Road programs. Those, you know, these things exist, and it's for people in those areas who feel that they want to help out in the community. They take it a little bit more ownership on that. So there's nothing, we're not going to reduce our services. Matter of fact, we're looking to enhance services. You know, at a future meeting, we're actually going to bring back the automated trash pickup system. So everything we're doing here is just to enhance, no cutbacks.
Broadly, Adopt-a-Road programs have always largely been a way for some state governments to try and offset their costs, in my humble opinion. But, you know, as with everything, we all have opinions. And I guess the resolution tonight simply asks this to be forwarded to the board. Is that correct?
That's right.
That's correct.
More than happy to vote to forward it to the board.
Are there any other questions or comments? I think it's a great idea. It's to have people, you know, in the neighborhood or whatever that want to take some ownership of the park and take a look at it and let us know. It's just, like you said, it's a force multiplier. It beats the heck out of people putting things out on Facebook or whatever and attacking the village over something. I'd rather see them engaged and getting us the information. So it's a great idea. Thanks. Call the roll.
Trustee Milani.
Aye.
Trustee Calandrello.
Aye.
Trustee Fenton.
Aye.
Trustee Dodge.
Aye.
Trustee Healy.
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas.
Aye.
Mayor Peacock.
Aye.
Updated LOMR flood maps by FEMA.
Mr. Mayor.
Go ahead, Khursheed.
So today we have put together a presentation based on some flood maps that we have received from FEMA. And so the purpose of this presentation is a letter of map revisions that we have received. I want to share with that as an example. Would be Spring Creek watershed, and then we'll discuss what are the potential impacts on the village and our future projects. And today is just information only. It does not have any action or motion attached to it. Uh, These are just some of the words that you probably will hear throughout the presentation, but the two items that are important that I would mention is the floodway, which is required by state and federal agencies that we must maintain, regulate development for any development that comes into the floodways, and then we must review any development that may come into a floodplain. LOMAR, which is, stands for Letter of Map Revision, and it's an official term that is used by FEMA. Then they use it for flood insurance rate that they establish based on the LOMAR. And LOMAR generally modifies the physical changes to existing floodways, based flood elevations, or the floodplains, which is also called SFHA. Generally, it's initiated by FEMA or a large community, whereas LOMA, which is the letter of map amendment or letter of map revision on based on a fill in an area, is initiated by individuals or property owners. Our last update was on the map was done in 2019, and before that it was done in 2008. So about 11 years, typically FEMA takes about 10 years to update the flood maps. One more important thing to note is that the both of these, 2008 or the 2019, is based on what's called Bulletin 70 rainfall, which is about 14% less than what the current rainfall data we have in place, which is called Bulletin 75. This is the map. I know it's hard to see. I tried my best to even create it, but to give you an idea in terms of location, this is 167. Right here is Wolf Road, and this is 159, and right here is 151st. So this is our Spring Creek watershed. That was, in fact, Mayor received this letter just today. It was officially approved on the 18th. So it's not proposed anymore, it's approved. What I wanted to show you is that right here, that narrow, I'm just giving you an example. This was the original floodway that was here. And in the new map, it has gone out this far. You can see that. Same thing on the other side, that the growth for our floodplain is enormous, based on the new information that FEMA received. So this is just an example. Everywhere else that you can see that these are the growth that these flood map is showing to us. So we have a significant increase in our floodway based on this new information that is available to us. Overall floodplain remains the same. It hasn't changed, meaning the actual floodway has grown, but the fringe next to the floodway hasn't grown much. Based on the rainfall data, like as I said before, 14% rain is coming down in our village more than what it was before. And then, so that's a fact. Those are the facts. That's just a quick summary on that. So what is it doing for us? What's the impact on it? There's potential increased flooding where LOMAR has expanded. People may not know. People are based on the previous firm, FIRN. They have a different boundaries, but now the boundaries are changing, and it has pretty much quite consistently changed in all of the watersheds we have. So future developments, roadway projects, will have less buildable area because of this expansion of the floodway we have. I also expect that there will be higher cost for development because now we have to address more stormwater on a larger scale. And as a suggestion that anytime we have future requests for annexation, we should consider or look into the flooding issue for that property. So I think that's the last, I believe that's my slide. This is probably my last slide. We have several safeguards in place, like we require 50-foot buffer from the high water line to the edge of the property. That's built into it. We have a lower water release rate from our flood basins than what MWRD requires, so that allows us to hold more water and manage more flooding with our own resources. And then we have a few other measures already in place that we exceed the surrounding communities based on what we know about the other communities. So that's a quick summary of what we heard. If
are there any questions? So, Khursheed, the one question I have is, and this might be, you know, a question for Ed as well, is how much of, you know, will future developments be able to use the floodway as a detention area? So obviously, they have to make it bigger or deeper, right? But will they be able to do that so that they can maintain their buildable areas?
So there are two things that they can do, of course, with engineering, you can do that, or they can look for alternate sites where they can store some more water, what's called comp storage, compensatory storage. So that will allow to still have bigger buildable area, but it just makes the dynamics a little bit different.
Okay.
Hi, Mayor Pecaw.
Trustee Dodge.
So we've had safeguards in place, got it. Federal government, correct?
Yes.
Basically changed the rainfall data.
Correct.
Good, glad they caught up to reality. If we start going down this pathway of private ponds and there's a certain water flow or water release rate and it changes 10 years down the road, who's responsible?
Because the most of the ponds with private developments are owned by us. I'm talking to residential properties, but the commercial are owned by the property owner. So whoever is owner of that pond, they're responsible to make any adjustments if they have to.
Okay, thank you.
Anything else? Anybody here from the public to speak? I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Call the roll.
Aye.
Aye.
Trustee Calandrello.
Aye.
Or excuse me, Trustee Dodge. I'm sorry. Trustee
no worries.
Dodge.
Aye.
Trustee Calandrello.
Aye.
Trustee Healy.
Aye.
Trustee Milani.
Aye.
Mayor Pecaw.
Aye. You at 7:00.